July 5, 1926. Jesus makes himself seen while writing what he says about his will in the depth of the soul. And then he gives a short account of it in words. I was feeling invested by and prey to the supreme light of the eternal volition, and my always lovable Jesus made himself seen standing in the depth of my soul, with a pen of light in his hand, in the act of writing on thick light, which seemed to be a canvas, but was light extended within my soul. And Jesus was writing and writing in the depth of this light. How beautiful it was to see him write with indescribable mastery and speed. Then, after he had written, as though opening the doors of my interior, he called the confessor with his hand, saying to him, "Come to see what I myself write in the depth of this soul. I never write on paper or canvas, because they are subject to perishing. But I delight in writing in the depth of the light enclosed in this soul by virtue of my will. My characters of light are indelible and of infinite value. So, when I have to manifest to her the truths about my will, first I do the work of writing them in the depth of her being, and then I speak to her, giving a short account of what is written in her. This is why when she says what I have told her, she says it with few words, while when she writes, she does it at length. It is my writing that, overflowing outside of her soul, does not give a short account, but my extended truth, just as I myself wrote it in her inmost interior. I remained surprised and with an unspeakable joy in seeing my sweet Jesus writing inside of me. And I could touch with my own hand that while in speaking I am able to say a little of what he tells me, even more. It seems to me that he has only given me the topic, then, in writing, it is his interest to help me develop it as he pleases. And Jesus, all goodness, told me, 'My daughter, now your marvel ceases that while you write you feel the truths arise within you as though from within a fount. It is the work of your Jesus done in you that, overflowing from every part of your soul, pours order on paper, and the truths written in you, marked with characters of light. Therefore, let your fears cease, and do not want to limit yourself to the short account of my words, nor resist me when I want to go into more details and have you write on paper what I wrote in your soul with so much love. How many times you force me to use my power and to overwhelm you, so that you may not resist me in writing what I want. Therefore, let me do, it will be your Jesus' care that the truth may shine in everything.